Hello, this is Jim Harris from Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. Today my podcast topic is Your Blog, Your Voice. One of the most common questions that I get about blogging is asking for recommendations for how to produce unique content. In my opinion, the best way to produce unique content is to let your blogging style reflect your own personality. Your goal should be to make your readers feel like they are having a conversation with a real person, and not just someone who is blogging what they think people want to read. Many of the bloggers that I talk to on a regular basis are business-oriented bloggers. And by that I mean their blogs reflect either their company that they're blogging on behalf of, or even if it's their own personal blog, they are writing in a professional context in order to express their ideas about their industry, what they do for a living, and in many cases, again, for the bloggers that I'm talking to on a regular basis, it's folks like me who are in the field of information technology and computer science, and therefore when we're speaking in any type of capacity, we're emphasizing professional communication. Therefore, a common objection when I say that in order to produce unique content, you should rely on the uniqueness of your personality and have that come through in your blogging, the objection that comes up is whether or not being personal on your blog is appropriate if the subject of your blog is of a professional nature. To that point, I do agree that there are limits to being personal while still maintaining a certain level of professionalism. So I definitely don't advocate things like a use of profanity or a discussion of overly sensitive topics such as, you know, religion or gender issues or other political issues that typically would be, you know, inappropriate to discuss in any type of a professional context. So I'm not trying to advocate being completely personal if you're writing in a professional sense, because there are limits to not only what might be considered appropriate in a professional setting, but there are also limits in terms of sharing too much information and being too personal on your blog, not giving up too much of your own, you know, personal information about your life, you know, outside of work. So I'm not trying to advocate going, you know, beyond any type of barriers in terms of trying to maintain a personal aspect of professionalism, but at the same time, I'm not trying to say that you need to censor yourself. You know, it does make sense for all of us to be concerned about our voice when we're talking about blogging, because we are putting something out there in writing on the internet that everyone can see, and it is something that is likely to be seen and read by a lot more people than something that we might happen to say, you know, in a meeting while at work. So again, definitely is appropriate for you to be concerned about how personal you should get when you're writing in a professional context. So keeping that in mind, I want to go on to talking about what I really mean about trying to be personal. I think one of the things that holds people back from being personal and leveraging their own personality is their fear of expressing their opinion, again, especially in a business and professional blogging context, when you're talking about expressing your opinion about something that is talked about a lot in your industry and may actually be the subject of books or blogs, articles, or other sources where people who are well-respected in your industry have had a lot to say on that topic. So sometimes people are held back from expressing their opinion because they feel like, well, I shouldn't talk about that particular topic in any capacity because everything about it has already been said, or the most important or most salient points have already been made. And on that point, I want to quote author Barbara Harrison, who said, "There are no original ideas. There are only original people." Therefore, you don't have to find something new to talk about or something safe to talk about that other people haven't discussed before. You really should go out and look and see, you know, what people are talking about and introduce your opinion and your viewpoint into the conversation, because you do have something unique to say. Even if you agree with the prevailing opinion and you don't have a lot new to add, or you don't feel like you have a lot new to add, your perspective is different even from the perspective of people whose opinions you agree with. So don't hold yourself back for fear of not adding anything to, you know, the conversation by starting a topic or commenting on a topic that a lot of people have already talked about, or about a topic where you again agree with the prevailing opinion. And of course, don't be afraid of sharing your opinion when you disagree with the prevailing opinion. Because again, you know, opinions are never wrong. Everybody has their own opinions. We all see the world not as it is, but as we are. And that's actually a quote from Stephen Covey. So what that means is we all have a unique view that we should not be afraid to share. And that's what we should be looking to do, again, whether we're blogging about personal or professional topics. Again, you are a unique individual. Your viewpoint is special. You have something to say. And believe me, people want to hear what you have to say. Whether you're agreeing with them, disagreeing with them, whether you're starting an argument, or whether you're contributing something meaningful to a discussion, you have a valuable and unique viewpoint, and you should not be afraid to share it. The only caveat that I would add there is that when you're blogging, your audience is your readers, the people who are already in your blog content, and a lot of times also the other bloggers that are in your niche or in the wider blogging community that you're a part of. You should never talk down to anyone in your blogging, definitely not to your direct readership. And if you are, going back to my earlier point, participating in a discussion that is commonly talked about and you're adding your unique viewpoint, you should not do it in a way that, you know, denigrates anyone. You know, it's perfectly fine to disagree and to debate. You know, you can have heated debates or, you know, a heated exchange of ideas, but there's a fine line that should not be crossed from, you know, disagreeing and debating is fine, but denigrating is not. So personal attacks against the individual or an individual's character of someone who is expressing an opinion that you do not agree with, in my opinion, is not acceptable. You know, so you should be respectful of your readers, and you should definitely be respectful of the other people who are involved in the conversation that you're joining. Because again, blogging is a conversation medium. You know, you're not talking to yourself, you are talking to the blogosphere, you are engaging in the community that you're a part of, and you're joining in a discussion and helping to carry on a conversation. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to be on your best behavior in terms of trying not to offend people, because quite frankly, that's impossible. Someone will always be offended, no matter how safe you try to word your message. But you know when you're crossing that line between simply disagreeing or debating with someone and going a little bit too far and starting to denigrate that person. Again, if it turns into a personal attack about someone else's character, that's crossing the line that you should not cross. So again, don't be afraid to share your opinion, but make sure that you do so in a respectful manner. I have found that one of the other things that can hold people back from expressing their opinions is their concern about consistency of their message in terms of, you know, disagreeing with themselves or changing their position on a particular topic or the tone that they were bringing to a particular discussion. And one of my favorite writers is Ralph Waldo Emerson. And Emerson once wrote that a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. And what Emerson meant by that is, you know, what you think and believe today and speak about today, you know, may be different than what you thought yesterday. And what you talk about and speak about next week could be different than what you're talking about today. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, we're always constantly evolving as human beings. Our perspective is changing as new information is made available to us, as our emotional state changes from one day to the next. So don't be overly focused on consistency. If you were, for instance, in favor of a particular topic or a particular viewpoint of a current topic, but now you've decided to change your mind, there's nothing wrong with, you know, stating your new opinion. You can explain why you decided to change your mind. Again, expressing your own opinions and being true to your own voice when you're blogging sometimes means you will come across with some conflicting and contrasting messages. But don't be overly concerned about being consistent. Hopefully you can maintain consistency within a single blog post. So you shouldn't be meandering around and taking tangents. You should be staying on point within a particular blog post, but over the course of time where you've been blogging for months or years, you are going to come to a point where you're going to start to potentially conflict and contrast with some earlier material that appeared in your blog. So don't be too afraid of consistency. And also the other thing that kind of goes along with that is people sometimes are afraid to express their opinion because they're not really sure if they can articulate it well enough for people to understand what they're trying to say. Now, again, to my earlier point, some of that comes from the fact that when you're writing, especially within a particular blog post, having a difficulty of staying on point with a clear and consistent message. That is important. But sometimes you're having a hard time articulating something, or you're just not sure if you can get people to understand. One of the other things that Emerson said is to be great is to be misunderstood, which is why one of the reasons I usually joke that I must be really great because I am often misunderstood. So again, it's a lot of these sort of, in a way, insecurities that hold us back, not only in blogging, but just in everyday conversation, that we're afraid that, you know, we're not going to communicate correctly what's inside of our heads when it comes out of our mouths, or we might not come across as having a consistent message. And that's just sort of the difficulty of all human communication. You know, communication in terms of our use of language, whether it's in speaking or in writing, is this very primitive compared to the complexity of what's going on inside our heads. So, you know, try your best to get across your viewpoint, stay true to your own voice, and don't let your insecurities about worries about inconsistencies or worries about feeling like you're not being understood when you speak or when you blog holding you back. I mean, do listen to your readers when they provide you with constructive criticism to try to point out the fact that they don't understand what your point is or they're concerned about some inconsistencies in your message. You should take that in all of your comments and all of your feedback very seriously, especially when people take the time to provide that criticism constructively. But again, try to remove some of those barriers and insecurities that might be holding you back from blogging. In many ways, it's a lot easier to be open in yourself in blogging as opposed to when you're speaking, especially in front of people, because you feel a little bit less self-aware when you're, you know, just sitting at your computer and blogging. You know, take advantage of that comfort level and bring your unique voice into your blog. And believe me, people will respond to it, and it's definitely going to create far more evocative content, far more unique content that people are really going to enjoy reading. So to bring this podcast to a close, I want to kind of come back to my core message, you know, what the podcast has been about is your blog, your voice. So I've been sharing my opinions about what that means and how to bring your personality and your voice to your blog. Now, I've shared my opinions, and as I said earlier, opinions are never wrong, and I'm sharing what I believe is a good way to approach blogging. Now, you don't have to agree with anything that I've said in this podcast. And if you do have different opinions, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to express them, you know, back to me. So in closing, as I mentioned earlier, one of my favorite writers is Ralph Waldo Emerson. Emerson once wrote, "Nothing can bring you peace but yourself." And that's something that I've always tried to live by. You know, it's your own guidance that you do need to blog by and to live your life by. It doesn't mean that you can ignore the rest of the world and not take them into consideration, but ultimately, you're the only one who can really decide for yourself what the best approach is, you know, for your blog and what your voice is or what the voice you choose to use in your blogging is. What I want to end with is actually a slight paraphrasing of one of my all-time favorite Emerson quotes. And this actually comes from Emerson's essay on self-reliance. So this is slightly reworded to be a little bit about blogging, but for the most part is very true to the original message that Emerson had. "What I must do is all that concerns me, not what the people think. This rule, equally arduous in real and in online life, may serve for the whole distinction between greatness and meanness. It is the harder because you will always find those who think they know what is your duty better than you know it. It is easy in the world to live after the world's opinion. It is easy in solitude to live after our own. But the great blogger is one who, in the midst of a blogosphere, keeps with perfect sweetness the independence of solitude. So the bottom line, be yourself. Let your own personality shine through. Your blog should reflect who you are. That should be the voice that you're using. Make people feel like they're having a conversation with a real person and not just someone who is blogging what they think people want to read. I hope that you found this podcast helpful. Again, I welcome any and all feedback that you may have about it. Again, this has been Jim Harris from Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. You can find me online at ocdqblog.com. Also on Twitter at OCDQBlog, that's OCDQBLOG. And again, I welcome any and all feedback on this podcast and on my blog in general. And I wish all of my fellow bloggers out there in the blogosphere all the best. Hope to see and hear more of you in the very near future. Take care.